I'm with Claire Arner at her home in Swansea. It's one of the collection points for a bigger organisation which is going to be sending stuff over to Poland for those who have left Ukraine. And in the bags here, Claire, let's have a little look in the bags that what have you got here?
So we have asked for mainly sort of medical supplies, stuff like that. So we've got bags of plasters, paracetamol sort of products, antiseptic creams, and then we've got toiletries. We've got wet wipes, like for the babies, you know, the mothers and the babies that seem to be coming over the border. The men sort of aren't allowed so much at the minute, but so we've asked for sanitary products, nappies, wet wipes, and baby medications as well. So they're coming in abundance. It's unbelievable.
While we've been standing here, the door's been
I
opening.
know.
People have been popping bags in, especially we're talking about the sanitary products here and as nappies for young babies. I can see Sudocrem, their nappy creams. And you had a situation yesterday trying to get paracetamol because, of course, people are going to need pain relief as well. And that's really difficult trying to get that when you're trying to purchase. You're only allowed a certain
Yeah,
amount.
people are going from store to store for us, and you know they're bringing far more than 2 packets of paracetamol to my house, and so they're going to one store, getting two, going to another store, getting two, and they're sort of bouncing around different shops. I mean, people are just it's overwhelming, Emma. It's overwhelming how amazing people have been. When we put this on social media, I think it was 2 or 3 days ago, and we've already taken a load of stuff to our drop-off point where the truck is going from. We've jammed an estate car. We've got another estate car jammed full again, and you can see how much stuff is here. And this is just from this side of Gower. We're in West Cross. Yes, and there's other drop-off points around Swansea, but it's. Can I tell you a little story? Okay, so can you remember, like, when we were kids, we were told about the war by our grandparents, and they were always like, "Oh, you know, your generation is so different now, and you know, our generation, we stuck together and we're so proud." And do you know what? We still are. This feels like I mean, in the story from the 1940s from my grandparents, it feels like that effort, that war effort, is still in us. And I'm gonna cry, but you know, it makes me tingle that. Everyone who comes here wants to sort of offload a little bit of just a little bit of their anxiety and their, you know, their stress about stuff to do with what's going on in Ukraine, but also like enabling them to help. You know, for us, it's so good that we're able to sorry able to enable them because they feel like they're doing their bit, just like the war effort in World War II. You know, people did their bit and it keeps them going, giving you a sense of purpose. That's my story. Sorry, I'm just going on and on.
You want to make sure that these items get to the right people, but we
Sure.
are also hearing, you talk about the kindness there, but we're also hearing about people who are taking advantage of the situation.
There's always someone, you know. Yeah, I've heard of. There is one story I've heard of. You know, the big drop-off points. Obviously, you make sure if you're going to drop things off, come to me, or come to like an organisation that is like an official organisation. These people need their official paperwork to cross the borders, especially with the stuff that they're taking, the medication. They it needs to be official. But yeah, so the drop-off point that we've used. There are people, unfortunately, that are trying to turn up with a van, saying, you know, we're the drivers. We're taking the stuff to the Polish border. And they're not. And yeah, luckily so far they've been caught out. But I mean, that is sad. There's always someone, but the overwhelming majority of people are just fantastic. And I think that's to be celebrated. And it's St. David's Day, you know, we're celebrating our amazing Welsh community coming together with the Ukrainians, who I think are very similar to us. You know, they're such kind, embracing people.